If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and your favorite podcast platform. Well, as you can hear, I'm doing another remote. This time, I'm at a place called the Ark and the Dove. This is a retreat house in the suburbs, the northern suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're right here, almost on the Ohio border, by the way. And so we're not too far, relatively speaking, from places like Franciscan University in Steubenville. But what the Ark and the Dove is most known for is it's connected to the charismatic renewal. And Duquesne University. For those of you who don't know the history, the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church began in Duquesne University. And what had happened is many of the original members of the charismatic renewal, they had prayed and they had come together and they had decided to ask for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then they gathered in the chapel, and I believe it was at the Ark and the Dove, and they gathered in the chapel and they prayed, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit happened, and they were, as many people know, baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so with that began the charismatic renewal in the Catholic Church. Now, one of the funniest things, relatively speaking, I think the word funniest and strange, is the charismatic renewal began here in the United States. It is very popular, especially in the tropical areas of the world. So in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, but it's not popular in the United States. And of course, the founder of Council Nova is a man by the name of Monsignor Jonas Abib. And of course, he has passed away. But the first time I met him, he said, one of the problems you're dealing in the United States is you rejected the charismatic renewal, but that's where it's started. Now, the charismatic renewal has always been controversial in the Catholic Church, and one of the reasons is because a lot of people don't understand it. It was originally proposed, actually, by Pope Leo XIII, and I belong to a group of priests called the Fraternity of Priests, who also tend to be charismatic, although it's not required, and they root themselves in the teaching that came out of Pope Leo XIII, listening to a nun by the name of Sister Elena Guerra, and she had spoken and said that there is a need for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, Pope Leo XIII was the pope who lived at the end of the 19th century, and the beginning of the 20th century. And it was back in the 1880s, I believe it was, or around there, he came out with a call for a prayer for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And many bishops responded that year, but it didn't continue after that. Whereas many of the, as we call the Protestants, they understood that need for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and then they picked up on it. That's the reason why many Catholics today call the charismatic renewal Protestant, because they say the Protestants brought it to the Catholics, and many of them turn around and say that's a Protestant thing. No, never has been. It's a Christian thing, and the Catholics first proposed it in a sense, and the Protestants thought it was a great idea, and they continued with it, but it's never had strong leadership among the Catholic hierarchy, and that has always been an issue in the charismatic renewal. And for that reason, a lot of people reject it. Now, one of the other things to look at, I've always said the reason why it was rejected in the United States is pretty obvious. If you look at our culture is rooted in control. I'm not making criticism. I'm not knocking our culture. But if you do notice, it's rooted in control. It's the way Americans tend to be. It's just part of our culture. You might, if you say, no, Far, that's not true, I'm going to ask you to look around your house and see how many things are rooted in control. We now, this is different from the time when I first proposed this idea, we now can speak from wherever we're sitting in a room, speak out loud in the room and tell a device, just like on Star Trek, to turn on the lights and the lights will turn on. That's control. We can make sure from a distance that the heat in our house is the right temperature. We can make sure everything is the way we want it to be. Regardless, we can turn on the TV, we can turn it off, we can do all these things remotely because we have total control. It's part of our culture. And if you see that within the concept of our political role, who is considered the leader of the free world? The President of the United States. So Americans have, it's part of our culture. It's the reality. It's not a bad thing. So now, if you have someone who says that they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, they received an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and now they're speaking a language they don't understand, for Americans, that is terrifying. And that's the reality. Americans find that really terrifying, and so they turn away from that. They reject that. It scares them. And in fact, for many people, the charismatic renewal is very scary. But what it is always needed is good leadership from the hierarchy in order to experience it. Now, when I came into the charismatic renewal, I was in California. I was in San Diego, California. And there was a priest who was very well known, who was known as the priest who dealt with the issues related to the charismatic renewal. And that priest's name was Father Jerry Bevilacqua. He has since passed on. But having that priest there explain all this was fascinating. Now, one of the things I'll remember is the night that I first experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Sacred Heart Parish in Mission Beach, I believe it was, in San Diego. It was a fascinating experience. It was after a Life in the Spirit seminar, which I didn't know anything about at the time. And I have, obviously went to this Life in the Spirit seminar and met a lot of people from the area. And I was a sailor at the time who had experienced the charismatic renewal. And one of the interesting things is Father Jerry Bevilacqua was there. And he explained to us, I had never seen him before, never met him. And he explained what the charismatic renewal was and what the experience was, and he was very good in explaining this. And from that point on, there was a very powerful leadership from him that I knew of. I mean, he had been doing this for quite some time. And at the time, I don't know if that's still the case, but there was an organization called Southern California Renewal Services, I believe it was. Very active in the charismatic renewal, very good leadership. He also had Father Jerry Bevilacqua. So these things help to create a good sense of the charismatic renewal. Now, when I'm talking 1980. It was in 1967 that it actually began here at where I said the Ark and the Dove, which is connected to Duquesne University. And so we're talking about when I experienced it 13 years later. And now, many years later, the charismatic renewal has changed. It's not as popular here in the United States. But I also seeing something that surprises me, and that is many people in the leadership going beyond the charismatic renewal and talking about the need to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit. And one of those, of course, I've talked to you before, is Cardinal Robert Sarra. And Cardinal Sarra is very well known as being a man who's very well balanced in his theology. So when he says something like that, that really opens you up to the reality of, yes, there is a movement of the Spirit and there is something that's coming out. So as we look at all that and we understand that, we understand this powerful movement that began in 1967, which a bunch of Catholics calling for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Can that happen again? Sure it can. You could begin with a group of people in your parish asking for that. It can begin with a study of it. And the fruit of it is not so much the charisms, but the fruit of it is in helping to understand better the way the Lord is working in the world and how you can be part of that. And so that's pretty powerful as well. Well, we'll be talking more about this during the week because I'll be coming to you from the Ark and the Dove. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed week, and we will see you again tomorrow.
You're discouraged. You try not to sin, but you realize that you are just not the perfect person you really want to be. No matter how hard you try, you realize that you are certainly no saint and ready to give up. Have you read the first letter of John?
If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Yes, St. John's first letter, where you discover that even when you fail, God's grace is there to strengthen you.
If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrong.
St. John promises you not only encouragement, but forgiveness and cleansing from every wrongdoing.
We say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his truth is not in us.
So the next time you feel ready to give up, read the first letter of John. You'll find it in the New Testament. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.